Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
Now, every Wednesday, we tackle your business questions sent to us. The email address is business@hot1027.co.za. And tonight, this is interesting. It's a focus on an increasingly concerning practice, I think, and that are salaries being paid in cash. And this raises questions about legality, compliance, and security. And this question comes from a listener who wants to remain anonymous. I can think of no better person to help us than Patrick Deal. We've spoken to him on the program before. He is an experienced labor lawyer. Patrick, always good to talk to you, and thanks for your time. So is it legal for a company to pay salaries in cash instead of through a bank transfer?
Yes, it is. It's allowed in terms of the Basic Conditions of Employment Act. An employer can pay by cash, direct deposit, or by check, which I don't think there are many of those around anymore. But in cash, they can be paid. They're subject to various conditions that come with it. Yeah.
Well, we can talk about those conditions in just a moment. But as an employee, can I insist? So if I go to my employees at MoneyWeb, for instance, and say, guys, I'd like a suitcase full of cash, please. Are they allowed to resist that?
Yes, they would be. You know, the employer, I think, also has a duty to take precautions that money paid out is properly managed, properly accounted and recorded. And if they believe that paying cash is not full, you know, apply to any of those reasonable precautions, I think they can say, no, well, we're not going to pay in cash. And in fact, it used to be the case in many situations where weekly wages were paid, for example, on a Friday in cash, and there'd be a long lineup of people collecting cash, and they would go away. On their way home, they get mugged and the money was stolen. Then I come back to the employer and so on. So there's a security issue that is also associated with this. So long as the employer has got reasonable basis to say, look, it's better we're going to pay it this way, to resist it and say, no, we're not paying cash. I think there is a ground for an employer to make a stand on that, yes.
What should, Patrick, employees do if they suspect that a cash payment that is being forced upon them is being made to circumvent, I guess, labor or tax law?
Well, the first thing, of course, is to raise it with the employer and to ask them for a record of payments that have been made to the relevant authorities, from to whom payments must be made following deductions. And so the employer is the first stop. And the second one then is the employer says, no, well, I'm not going to give that to you, and that would be employer acting perilously by doing so. They would then be able to go to either to SARS, in the case of PAYE, to inquire whether the employer has issued the, you know, the relevant form for the payment of PAYE, monthly PAYE, to SARS, and whether it is reflecting on that employee's records as having been paid, and it's all up to date. And in the case of the other deductions, the unemployment fund, the UIF, and also the workman's compensation fund, to go to the Department of Employment and Labour, they've got to have an inspectorate there, and the employee can go to and say, look, we're worried, we're being paid in cash, we don't know if these things are being deducted, and we've asked the employer to give us the information, and the employer is being a bit shy and retiring about that, or not disclosing, and the inspector will come along and make an inspection. And those inspectors have got quite a lot of authority to demand records and demand of the employer that the employer produce that information. So I think that's the most immediate way to do it.
Yeah. But it's that age-old debate, I guess, about job security and hanging on to your work against doing the right thing and whistleblowing.
I think that definitely does come into it. We know that employees, a lot of them are very vulnerable and live rather precariously, but also too, a lot of employers, they cut corners, they try to keep the cash flow going by not doing what they're supposed to be doing, not paying the contributions. So there's a kind of fragility on the employer side, but also there can be, you know, obvious fragility on the employee side, which kind of leads to this, you know, this these wrong actions and trouble. So, as you say, employee might say, well, look, you know, I'm not going to risk my job, and I'll just let it go and hope for the best. And that's not a good way to do it, because it obviously could unravel quite badly in the end.
It really is a conundrum. And I guess my next question would be then, in the world, the sphere that you work in, is this a common practice? I mean, have you had to deal with this before? Is this something that you are alert to?
I am alerted to it. And sadly, it is reasonably common. I mean, it's astonishing, actually. You know, particularly when you have it happens, I've noticed that in retrenchment situations, when employees are being retrenched and they want to see what UIF are they going to be paid, and you know, especially when an employer is looking to retrench a number of employees, they might go individually, and they discover that it hasn't been paid. And big organizations have been found to try and use the deductions paid, which they should have paid on behalf of which they withheld from employees, to fund their cash flow. And those are companies that are, you know, not financially stable and end up having to then retrench because it's unsustainable, and have to then face the music from the employees, but also from the authorities, for using their money, from the employees' money, SARS's money, UIF's money, workmen's compensation money, to fund their businesses. So in that context, it happens quite often. But also, Jeremy, you'll know that it's been on the news quite a lot. Some of these big SOEs, even the largest political party in the country, has had this as well on a major scale. And they owe millions. And the unions, you know, I can think of Danel and others like that, have had to take action to get them to not only cough up the money and make good so that employees can get their benefits and the relevant state institutions can get what they should be getting into their funds. But also, this is criminal activity. There are criminal acts by taking someone's money and not paying it to the relevant authority in terms of the act that governs that particular authority. And they can be fined, and it is a criminal penalty to not pay over. So it is a problem, and I'm afraid it's being used more and more to fund businesses who are struggling with cash flow, and it's a real problem, and there are not enough inspectors, Jeremy, to really go around to examine all of these complaints and the extent to which it is happening, which is a shame.
I'm going to leave it there. Patrick Deal, labour lawyer, as always, appreciate the insight and your time, and thank you very much.
My pleasure, Jeremy. Anytime. Thank you.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with MoneyWeb.